Today what I want to talk about is the scarcity mindset and how to overcome that and how to work over that. Because even now with the abundance that I've been able to create for myself, and obviously there's people making more and would consider me broke, but obviously it's always relative. But still, I feel like I've created enough success in my life to where I don't really have to worry about money or have to worry about anything really. I still manage to find ways to sabotage myself and try to hold myself back from investing in myself and having fun and just living life and still trying to be frugal and things like that. And so I wanted to touch on this in this episode because it's really close to my heart, and I think that like we don't create businesses and we don't make money and we don't drive a career to be frugal and live small. We do it to create freedom and options and experience more of life with that. Right? It's important to know that because we don't go to death with our money, we let it go, right? Which is why I'm a big believer in what Alex Omorzi is doing. A lot of people I'm following are doing where they're just going to give all their money away once they die. I'm definitely going to do that. Not give it to my children or anything like that. They can make their own money. I want to give back to the world. At least that's my mindset right now. It might change in the future. But what I wanted to talk about, so scarcity mindset, right? So like, even, it doesn't matter how much money you're making, I'm still debating like, oh, should I go have a coffee or should I save my money and not buy coffee at a coffee shop because it's cheaper to go at home? Should I go out with friends tonight? Should I take business class or not? Should I get a nice Airbnb or not? What should I do? And I think part of it is like, I think it's twofold, right? I think the first part is like really asking yourself the question of like, what am I really spending on? Do I really need it? Or am I trying to fulfill a void inside of me that just cannot be fulfilled with anything else but self-love and attunement and connection with self, right? I think that's the first question to ask yourself, right? Because maybe that Gucci bag is going to give you short-term pleasure, but really you're just covering up your insecurity because you think you're going to be more loved with that shit. I don't care what you say. Like, at a certain point, I fundamentally believe that there is insecurity buying instead of love buying. But I think for the things that truly bring you joy, like even if buying a coffee at a coffee shop is not financially effective, it still brings me joy because I get to socialize, I get to be in a different environment, I still get to enjoy a nice warm cup that someone made for me instead of me having to make it. It's just a different feeling, really. And just going out with friends, right? I want to live experience. I don't want to have to be frugal. I want to be able to tip well. It's about the feeling of expansion and love and more, right? And so I feel like at a certain point, yes, you can budget. Yes, you can do that. But I think that the focus on cutting expenses so much is a false coin. It's going to limit your happiness and your ability to expand and love. And so I really, what I changed my mindset now that's really helping me out is like, fuck all the expenses. I don't give a fuck. If I want to go out with friends, I'm going to go out. I'm not going to worry about the money. I'm going to stop worrying about the price tag all the time. As long as I'm coming from a place of love and I truly, authentically believe in that, and I take my time, I'm not rushing decisions, and I'm really thinking things through by sitting down and doing the work and meditating and just stripping away parts of ego. As long as I'm doing that, I do not care about the price tag. I will make it work. Right? And there's this saying that Grant Cardone and a lot of successful people I follow, and you may not agree with them, and I know they're hard, they're obnoxiously rich and stuff like that, but I think the truth that they say is like, the most you can do with your expenses is bring them out to zero, but your income, you can bring that to infinity. And so by not so focusing so much on my expenses, and obviously being moderate about them, right, not splurging on addictions, but just enjoying life, now I have so much more free time to actually focus on making more money, right? And now that I'm no longer resisting the price tags, I can finally focus on generating more, serving more, creating more, which eventually will make more money, and then I'll be able to validate the lifestyle that I created for myself. And so I think there's truth in like, focus on earning, don't focus on saving, right? Focus on creating more and expanding more, instead of trying to save and cut and live this scarcity mindset, right? Because when you think about it, money is just paper, it's just a currency, it's depreciating every year, and it's just not worth saving up. You want to, like, the number one thing about I see about rich people is they love to convert their money into bigger assets, into things that are money, right? So buying assets and then using that money to buy experiences, right? So right now with the business, I make a point of like buying stuff and buying things I'm excited about and experiences I'm excited about. Not necessarily things, but more so experiences, right? And so it's like, yeah, I really wanted to drill down on that. It's like, stop trying, yes, be smart, don't overspend more than you can, but like, invest most of your money. Like, at the end of each month, like, my bank account, my personal bank account goes to almost zero because I invest in stocks and I invest half the money into stocks and the rest I invest in myself and things that I love and explore. And then from there, it's me. Yeah. Sorry, I already was wrong for you. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Okay, so focus on earning more. Focus on how do I expand myself, how do I expand my income, and the rest will be effortless and flow through. So that's really what I wanted to share with you. Little message from Oliver today, and I hope you have a blessed day.